Today is World Down Syndrome Day, and Down Syndrome Ireland is taking the opportunity to challenge what it says are outdated attitudes about the condition. It's publishing a booklet, More Than Medical, aimed at giving parents a balanced account of what it's like to have a child with Down syndrome. Ciara O'Hanlon was 33 weeks pregnant when she found out that her daughter Shauna had Down syndrome. She says the language used by medical professionals when Shauna was diagnosed was mostly negative. Shauna is now 3 years old. Ciara spoke last night to our reporter Kieran Dineen.
I suppose when you're pregnant and you go for your scans, they're always looking for the risk of Down syndrome. It's all spoken in a negative language rather than the chance of Down syndrome. It's the risk. And so when it was confirmed that she did have Down syndrome, there were apologies and sympathy and delivered it in a negative way. And I had an awful lot of concerns. I didn't know what it meant. I knew nothing about Down syndrome. I didn't know anything about anyone who had Down syndrome. I worried about what it was going to mean to our family. And I suppose when she was born and I met her, it was instantly love. And it was, the joy she's brought to our family has been amazing. And she lights up our life. And every milestone she meets is such a celebration because she works so hard to hit all the milestones. And when she does, it's, the elation in the family is just immense. Everybody adores her. Everyone who comes in contact with her adores her. So we love her. She's Shauna and we love her and she's adorable. As this campaign says, it's not just a medical condition. Look at the child, love the child. The child just needs to be loved, to be hugged, to be cherished. The best thing you can do for any child is to cherish them. And, every life is a gift. This is no different. And celebrate any child that comes into the world. Don't apologise. Support them. Ask them, is there anything they can do? Just listen to concerns and like any help when any baby is born, offer any help you can because hands are always welcome. Don't avoid a parent who has a child with Down syndrome.
And that's Ciara O'Hanlon speaking about her now 3-year-old daughter, Shauna. We're joined here in studio by Gary Owens, who's CEO of Down Syndrome Ireland. A very good morning to you, Gary. Thanks for coming in to talk to us on the programme. Ciara talking there about people when the diagnosis was given to her, sympathising with her. I mean, in a sense, almost feeling pity for her. Is that a fairly typical experience that parents who get this diagnosis in relation to a child experience?
Well, good morning, Brian, and thanks for having us on. And happy World Down Syndrome Day. Today's really all about creating awareness. I mean, we would regard our members, children and adults with Down syndrome, as normal. It's a different journey, and they have an intellectual disability. The critical kind of success factors are early intervention strategies, so getting it right at the start, speech and language therapy, occupational therapy. If we get that right at the start, they then move into education, sort of mainstream education. Mainstream education really helps because you create social integration. They're working with their peers. And then when they come out of sort of secondary school, it's all about adult education and training them to do specific jobs and then working in the workplace just like any normal individual.
So there's no reason why children can't reach their full potential then in education and in the workplace?
Absolutely none. I mean, all the barriers. I mean, what we do is we're actually providing some of the services. So we're spending $3.5 million on speech and language therapy. We have our own adult education program. We now have partnerships with employers who are actually employing people. So we have now proved that people with Down syndrome can live a normal life.
So what then are the outdated attitudes? And that, I think, is the phrase you use, the outdated attitudes which you want to challenge.
Well, I think it's everybody. So if you're looking at health, education and employment, I think you're trying to change people's attitudes that they even think as people with Down syndrome are normal. So, and we've proven, I think, through mainstream education, through early intervention strategies and through our employment partnerships that we can actually achieve that. And if you go and see some of the people who are actually working in the workplace now, you'd see it firsthand for yourself.
And it needs to start, does it, with the medical professionals in the maternity units, that they understand what they're dealing with and the potential of this child that will be born?
It's much more than that. I mean, I think when someone has a baby with Down syndrome, it's a bit of a shock to the system. What the book which we're launching today is all about is kind of changing attitudes to that, and it's a positive journey for many, many people. I think the critical success factors are early intervention strategies. The more we do in speech and language therapy and the more we do in occupational therapy, and the better we are as we move through the educational system. And then when they come out of educational system, that culturally everyone is accepting that these people can actually live normal lives, work normally in the workplace. And the key things to that are social integration, meaningful work and physical activity.
Very good. And the booklet, as said, is called More Than Medical, and that'll be available in hospitals and maternity units around the country.
From today.
From today. All right. Thanks very much indeed for that. Gary Owen, CEO of Down Syndrome Ireland.